I had a couple in my office one time with marriage troubles. They hadn't been married very long. And she was so upset with her husband because he wasn't like so-and-so in a movie. Eventually, they kept talking about it, and I thought, well, who is this? This is somebody you know. No, you know, in the movie. I thought, whoa, wait. Do you know what people do in movies? They're acting. They're not like that. They're on marriage number 5. They're pretending. And when they hell cut, they quit and go back to their trailer and light up a cigar or something, you know. You might know what I'm talking about and could care less. But people get stuff in their eyes that they watch or they hear about and they think, why aren't you like that? Whoa, what are you like? What you're wanting them to be is, doesn't even exist. No. We can have reality that far exceeds anybody's goofy fantasy. But you've got to be a giver, a sower, not a taker, not covetous. Can you say amen? I've sat across from people, I've heard this I don't know how many times. Marriage, you know, people say, well, we don't love each other anymore. We're getting divorced. There ain't no hope. It's all over. And it sounds like this again and again and again. Well, I need this from you. And you know, you never do this and you never do that. And I need this and I don't have this. And if you would do this, the other person says, well, you don't. You don't do this and I have needs too. And why don't you give me this and you won't give me that? Both people are saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Nobody's giving anything. There's nothing to receive. And that's how relationships get deader and deader and more barren because nobody is sowing. It's just selfishness. I want, I need. That is the way of the unsaved, ungodly world. It ought not be a Christian. We get up in the morning, we think, who am I going to sow to today? Well, there's my spouse. I'll start sowing to them right now. Right? What can I give them? What can I sow to them? Your family is good ground. Make investments into your family of your time and your love and your resources. Make investments. Sow. And what if the man is always trying to sow to his wife and the woman is always trying to sow to her husband and the parents are always sowing into the kids and the kids are always sowing into the parents? What kind of life would that be? Wonderful. Would you receive this? They go, well, would you receive this? Let me give you this. No, let me give you this. Great, I'll take it, but you take this. Giving, then there's going to be so much to receive, and it's going to be heaven on earth.